So this patient has a low serum bicarbonate at 12 milliequivalents per liter. The normal range is 22 to 28. Patient has low PCO2 at 22 millimeters of mercury. Normal range is 33 to 44. Now you can also see she's severely dehydrated, poor skin turgor, dry mucous membranes, low blood pressure while supine, tachycardia, feels faint. When we want to consider causes of low bicarbonate, it could be either we've got a metabolic acidosis, okay, or we could have a chronic respiratory alkalosis with metabolic compensation where the bicarb's gone low to compensate. 19 times out of 20, it's going to be simply a metabolic acidosis. Actually, pretty fucking rare to have a chronic respiratory alkalosis where your bicarb goes low. Cases of, let's say, altitude sickness, where after 1 to 2 days at a high altitude and you've been blowing off your CO2, your bicarb could go slightly low. It would not go as low as 12. So the first point is that number one, overwhelmingly, when your bicarb's low, it's going to be a metabolic acidosis rather than a compensation from chronic respiratory alkalosis. And number two, even if your bicarb were to go low from a chronic respiratory alkalosis, it's not going to go as low as 12. Okay, you might be talking a 21 or a 20 or a 20, but it's not going to be 12. Then when we look at the CO2, we can see it's low. The two causes, it's either going to be a primary respiratory alkalosis or it's going to be a metabolic acidosis with respiratory compensation. So those are the two causes of low CO2. Now this patient, the answer is going to be metabolic acidosis, secondary to lactic acid production from shock. Now, if this is the first time you're hearing about this, you might say, what the fuck? Like, I haven't heard that before. This is a very high yield point, especially on internal medicine for 2CK, knowing that shock, doesn't matter the type, hypovolemic, septic, cardiogenic, can be associated with low bicarbonate due to lactic acid production. If you have shock, you're not perfusing your body systems as well as you should, right? So you're not getting the oxygen delivery that you should. So it makes sense that you'd have increased anaerobic respiration and lactic acid production, right? So lactic acidosis is high yield and seen frequently in shock. And this is something you should get used to, where if you were to, for example, get a patient who has a myocardial infarction, and you see the bicarb's 19, and you're like, why the fuck's the bicarb low? It's just because there's cardiogenic shock, so there's lactic acidosis. Okay, so not unusual. In this case, we have our low bicarb and our low CO2. That's just a metabolic acidosis due to lactic acidosis, and we have respiratory compensation. Some students might say, but what about like aspirin, if we had like a mixed metabolic acidosis, respiratory alkalosis, how do we know she wasn't consuming a bottle of aspirin? You're right, maybe in like a gross hypothetical, but they don't mention here that she consumed a bottle of pills. The vignette would have mentioned that, and we can clearly see that the patient's dehydrated. Okay, so it's number one, they didn't mention that important positive detail that there was consumption of aspirin slash pills, and number two, they are mentioning an important positive detail across the entire vignette that she's dehydrated, that she has hypovolemic shock. So we know that that's her etiology here. So your take-home point needs to be that in shock, doesn't matter the type, hypovolemic, cardiogenic, septic, you can get lactic acidosis causing metabolic acidosis. Okay, so you'll see low bicarbonate and that in aspirin toxicity. Initially, you'd have an isolated respiratory alkalosis, and then that can progress to a mixed metabolic acidosis, respiratory alkalosis. But that's just not the case here. I don't want to go off on a whole lengthy tangent about all that stuff. I want to stay concise enough. But that's your take-home point here. That's it.